It's 76 degrees in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Divorced from reality. Those were Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's words for claims from a data center developer with a project planned near the city's zoo. The company behind the project, DC Blocks, says it's working with the zoo and the mayor to set up environmental guardrails, but the mayor says that's not true. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
DC Blocks issued a statement just a few hours before Nashville City Council met to debate limits on new data centers. The company says it made commitments to the mayor to reduce noise, control pollution, and pay its fair share for energy. But shortly afterwards, Mayor O'Connell said that's wishful thinking, calling it a PR play and possibly an attempt to disrupt the council's votes. The mayor has filed eminent domain legislation to buy the property that DC Blocks intends to build the data center on. Effectively, that would block the project. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Metro Council voted yesterday to approve the mayor's eminent domain legislation on the first of three readings. The council also passed on second reading a new set of regulations for all new data centers proposed in Nashville. The final vote on that legislation is scheduled for July 21st. And in a separate Metro Council agenda item, they passed a resolution meant to increase safety on public transit in Nashville. The agreement between WEGO and Metro Police calls for more police patrols on buses and in transit centers. That measure passed by a vote of 23-3 with 3 abstentions. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.